Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You got, oh man, Corey Majors.
That's true.
And of course, the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the heck we doing today?
Well, today is a Wednesday, Kevin, which means it's the middle of the week, referred often as hump day, if you will. And I'm cruising to the weekend. I've started the cruise to the weekend. Not like put it in cruise control.
Right.
But this is where you start zeroing in on what you got going on this weekend. I got a lot going on. Got a fantasy draft at Jake's going on this weekend. So that's one thing. It's awesome, dude. I'm so excited to be on their patio and just hanging out and doing that. So it's going to be fun, man. And everybody out there that's looking for a place, Jake's is the place.
Alec, is Tuesday the worst day? Now, I know this could be dependent on what your actual work schedule is, but hear me out.
It's the second day.
Let's say you work Monday through Friday. Monday, you sometimes get a holiday, and you might still be resonating off of that weekend buzz, where Corey's right about Wednesday. You're like, I'm at least almost halfway there. Again, if you work the Monday through Friday parameters, whereas Tuesday, it's not going to be a holiday, and you're not right there to halfway through the work week. Tuesday feels like the worst day. Of course, keeping in mind, depending on what your actual work schedule is.
Tuesday's pretty pointless, if you ask me. Mm. Like, what's its deal? There's nothing going on outside of what? Maybe a Taco Tuesday, if that's
tacos,
even allowed. Yeah. I don't know if LeBron owns that or not.
There was Tank Top Tuesday, but...
See? Yeah. Like, my Tuesdays used to have purpose for what? Like, maybe 4 weeks, Corey? And now that we've put that on the back burner until next year,
yeah.
My Tuesdays have no purpose other than doing 4 hours of radio, and then I'm like, huh, we're not even close to the weekend. Wow.
<that's> And the weekend's really what it's all about, you know? Yeah, Monday's a recovery from the weekend. Friday is basically the weekend, and then Thursday, it's the third day, you know, so that's always cool.
Man, there was a time at A&M where I had a semester where I had no classes on Friday.
Genius.
And Thursday was awesome because it felt like a bonus weekend night.
Yes, I remember that. And that's what I've told Avery as he's getting ready for college. I'm like, look, dude, A, you don't have to fill your day with classes, right?
Right.
Like you can spread it out. You don't have to go every day. And he's like, what? Yeah, it's blowing his mind that college is so much better than high school.
From the 940, I hate Thursdays because I always felt like my week should have been over, but I have another day. Man, that is the best anti-Thursday argument I have ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Well done from the 940. Now, unfortunately, as has frequently been the case this year, we're killing a little bit of time before we have to get to the inevitable. Go ahead and play me cut number three, because Corey, you said you were one loss away, and unsurprisingly, guess what? The Rangers lost last night.
And that ball hit high into the air, deep right field. Osuna going back. He turns to look. It's gone. What a poke deep into the Kansas City bullpen for Yastrzemski. His second home run in as many games, give him 13 on the year, and we're tied at two.
Did he mention the poke just now?
He said, what a poke.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
Kevin,
is it over?
I got a text from my friend yesterday, and he was like, I just feel so bad for Boach. Like this, we were saying this as we were leaving the show yesterday to G-Bag. He's got the lineup. His job, what is his job? To try and motivate him, to try and, you know, kickstart him, try and find the right lineup, try and find the right moments. And everything he's tried this year, these guys just cannot seem to put runs together to win games. And it's so poor. It's so poor. And it's almost impossible to watch. And that's where I am right now, is I can't watch a group that looks like they're just waiting for a moment to be let down and to let themselves down. And that's what I feel out of this bunch.
You know, yesterday's game felt like it encapsulated every issue that you've had this season all into one, right?
You needed more Jock Peterson home runs.
Yes. Look, at this point, I'll take more home runs from literally anybody on this roster. But think about it. You have an early lead due to outstanding starting pitching. Check. But you don't have a good enough offense to really make it a sizable lead. Check.
Yep.
So eventually your bullpen comes in, and guess what?
Check.
They're not going to be able to hold the lead.
Oh.
Check. And then four, you still don't have enough offense, certainly, to make a comeback, which equals a loss. Check, 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 check.
You know, Evan Grant tweeted out something yesterday, and it was to the effect of, but still, the offense is exhausting every other aspect of the team.
I agree.
Like, the defense, no matter how good the defense is, they have to be perfect.
Yes.
And while you attempt to be perfect, the defense and pitching have to be, because the offense can't be productive. And they are so far from perfect. They are, Kevin, if you will, imperfect.
Mm.
That means not perfect.
True.
But so, and that's been the strain all season long. We talk about the innings, the pitchers. Like, Merrill Kelly was pretty good last night until the cramps. You know, like these things.
Jock Peterson hit the home run, like you
we
said.
We talk about all these
so did Seager.
Things that have been so amazing, but every time a pitcher goes to the mound, Kevin, it's high leverage. Every pitcher that steps on the mound is in a high leverage situation.
Agreed.
And it feels like that's just something you can't work 162 games like that.
So I thought a lot about what you said yesterday and what the potential loss would mean. I put this together. I don't know if this will encourage or maybe discourage you. Rangers right now are 62 and 65. Okay. It feels reasonable to think you're going to need to go at least 86 and 76.
Okay.
To make a wild card spot. That means you need to go 24 and 11 the rest of the way. I'm going to do the positive real quick.
Are you trying to get me there?
No.
What? Are you trying to get... No.
No.
Are you trying to bring... Kevin, I tweeted out the white flag yesterday. It's the cartoon from Bugs Bunny with the white flag. I tweeted it out. That's official.
Okay.
You're trying to make me flip-flop here?
I'm not
a flip-flopper.
I'm going to present possibility versus reality. All right? That means, Alec, you would need to go 24 and 11 the rest of the way. We can all agree, at least in theory, that is a conceivable record, okay? It's not like you have to go, you know, like 29 and 6 or something. Like, you could see a team going 24 and 11. Here's the tough part.
The schedule?
I went back, you know what? It's not even the teams on the schedule. I went through the entire Rangers schedule. The best baseball I could find that they've played all season was June 24th to July 7th when they went 18-9.
Oh yeah,
which would not be good enough if you factor that out.
Crap.
And so I even took it further to when they were still solid in the stretch.
So at no point this season,
have they gone
24-11.
That is correct.
Oh, crap.
The best run they've had is that 18-9 run. If you want to expand it out closer to the beginning of June, they were 27-15. But you are correct when you talk about the white flag. At no point this season have the Texas Rangers played that good of a baseball for that amount
of
time.
Not even July.
Nope.
Oh, man. Kevin, that's sad. The rest of their schedule's not easy. Like, you got, you'd like to think you can beat Cleveland, but
sure.
I don't think you can. And like, I don't know if you can win a series. The A's aren't great. Diamondbacks, you just got beat by.
Right.
Houston, you got to play twice down the stretch here, and they're vying for something. Milwaukee, are they ever going to lose a baseball game for the rest of their lives? Probably not.
I'd say probably yes.
I don't know.
But this will be the fourth straight series that the Rangers do not win. Now, I realize you could still split the series, and Lord knows you need that.
Coming out of the break, all you talked about was, well, all right, let's win series.
We have to win every series, and this is now the fourth straight series that you have not won.
They feel like, you know, they feel like whenever you were in, you pushed off your assignment until the last night of the assignment, and you're like, I can get this done.
Yeah.
And that's what they feel like is, I keep going, all right, if I just shrink it, because you keep giving me different, we were at 42-20 at one point. Now we're at 24-11, and I'm, you know what? Okay, now we're at 18, and I feel like I keep going, you're trying to draw me back into this thing.
No, I'm really not, because you're going to squeeze it down to, you're going to need to go 15-1 in the last 16 games. Like, that's where we're going to get to, right? To go along with your analogy, that is absolutely who the Rangers are, but this is the pre-internet era, and they thought they were going to write the paper overnight, except the book they wanted, they forgot to get at the library. Like, that's what this Rangers team is.
That's a really
they're good. Ready to write the paper in the pre-internet era, but they didn't get the book they needed from the library.
That's actually
so, like, what time is the library open? That's what you're trying to find out, and you're like, can I write my paper from 6 a.m to 9 a.m I don't know. Probably not.
And so what is there left to do then here? Just finish out the schedule. This isn't a team that gets fired up.
Okay.
These aren't guys that get all, something's going to happen. The Houston Astros are going to have to spit on them.
Right.
That might have to happen to fire these guys back up, because they aren't the kind of guys that do that for whatever reason. And I don't even know what personality they have in that clubhouse that is.
And so it's kind of a Cowboys-esque situation where they're not good, but they're not as bad as you need them to be to totally give up, right? So, like, we just went through it. I think mathematically it's been proven it is highly unlikely that the Rangers make the playoffs. But on the flip side, it's not impossible. I think you got like an 8% chance. If they were 52-75, then you could be like, okay, the hell with it. Osuna starts and plays every single day. Rocker is back out there pitching in the rotation. You stick with Leiter. Like, you just push all of these young pieces up. But unfortunately,
Walcott.
Yes. Seager. Okay. I don't know if I'm going to go
Seager to first and Sebastian Walcott to short.
I don't know if I'm going to go that far.
Oh, that's right, because we have Abel. We got Abel we can throw at first base. He's in AA.
Man, look at you ready to push all these kids up. But where you sit right now, what Boach is going to say, what Chris Young said on Monday, and guess what? Spoiler, I think he's going to say again this next Monday on the G-Bag Nation is, we've got to the point where we just need to focus and try to win every single game because we're still in this. And, like, that's what Boach is going to say later today, I think. That's what Chris Young is going to continue to say. And they're going to tell you they're not out of it because they're right. Even if it feels like they're out of it, when you look at the standings, they're not out of it yet. And that's the response that you're going to get. Even if nothing you've seen from this team leads you to believe they can make the playoffs, which I totally get.
Yeah. What's Do you think Bochy has a positive thing? Do you think at 12:30, if I said, Boch, can you, what is there positive about this all right now? Because even with the starting pitching being effective at times, because you can see it's wearing them. It is wearing on.
Right.
Even with that, you still, the negative exists. So I'm trying to find a positive thing, and Seager hit a home run.
So I have a couple. I think you're going to...
The defense is still good.
Yes. I think you're going to undercut one of these for logical reasons. Nathan Eovaldi, and we'll get into this more later, is having a Cy Young-esque season. Jacob DeGrom has been healthy. Now, I realize...
Those are two silver linings. Yes, yeah.
The potential undercut to the DeGrom thing, and we'll certainly
I hate wasting
him.
A Nathan Eovaldi season.
Yes.
This good for
yes.
him. You know, it feels like you let him down. And man, if you were, he's not going to say it, right? He's not going to go into the clubhouse and be like, guys, y'all are letting me down. He's not that guy.
But I think he'll say you're letting yourself down.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, because he's the dude he's supportive. He's there for everybody. But do you think that would matter to those guys? And
yes.
I don't know if they're just not good or they just aren't. But if he walked in and was like, guys, I need this from you for this last 35 games. We got to go 24-11, like Kevin said, is what he says. Nathan Eovaldi says, Kevin said we got to go 24-11.
Right.
I don't want you guys to waste this last season for me. Please give me everything you got.
I do think that would have an impact on Marcus Semien and a handful of other people.
Sebastian Walcott, probably.
Okay, maybe. I don't know about Sebastian.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Sebastian Walcott's intrinsic motivation. I'm probably not going to speak to that right now.
Okay.
Maybe later.
When they bring him up.
But the thing is, I don't know how many people in the clubhouse are like that. I just, unfortunately, it's hard to tell because even when somebody tells you the right thing, you don't know for sure. Because I'm sure everybody will tell you, I'm definitely motivated to do my best. But is that really true? Like when the S hits the fan, are things at its lowest? Are you like, I'm going to pick myself up for me? Or are you like, well, the season's over, so what's the point?
Yeah, you can only have, clock's good. I got so much more to discuss, and we'll talk about it with Boach later.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo, right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, Alec Medford. In just a few minutes, we're going to talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. But in the meantime, Corey Majors, I wanted to throw something out for you. Did you see that Arch Manning, and this is a smart thing to do, this is how I think you create leverage, address what Archie Manning said about the quarterback. He was like, look, Arch isn't going anywhere. I believe he said he would be at Texas through 2027.
Okay.
And
yes,
he
said that.
And so Arch stepped out and goes, I don't know where he got that from. He texted me and apologized about that. I'm really just taking it day by day right now. Which, look, but his grandfather.
You know, UT fans must be like, oh, I love this guy.
But his grandfather might be right. But I could see how Arch would be like, hey,
Grandpa,
we're not really talking about
that,
all
right? That's really going to screw up my negotiation down the road. And what happens if, what happens if next year the Cowboys have the number one overall pick and I want to be a Cowboy?
Yeah.
Then that's like the perfect timing, even though the next year would be.
Why are you putting that out into the air?
Because
what if the Cowboys had the number one pick and got Arch Manning? You know how people are going to react to that.
Archie did that. He was like, I think he's going to go to the Cowboys. That's what Archie did a long time ago. So that's not me.
It does really seem like this kid has a good head on his shoulders. And yes. I feel like I want him to succeed, even though obviously I don't love the Texas Longhorns. I want him personally to succeed.
I mean, yeah, because we did see, Eli, we hated because he was a giant, right?
Like, yes.
And there's lots of other reasons.
Ooh, but, so then we'd have to hate Arch if he joined a nemesis.
But he did
team.
Quarterback championship teams. Like, that's undeniable. Peyton was the most unique quarterback we'd ever seen. Like, he changed what we think of quarterbacks, honestly.
Really?
Their control of the game, the way he was his own offensive coordinator. That's where I think that he just kind of changed it. And they're great commercial actors. So, because Peyton Manning has probably made more doing commercial acting than he did in his football career.
I could see that.
And so, I think, yes, we do kind of want to see, is he like those guys? And will he help our fantasy teams in the future?
Now, it's funny because I was kind of thinking of that movie. I know it's obscure. I don't know how many people in our audience have seen it. Celtic Pride. Where they kidnap Damon Wayans and they're like, if I can go through all the channels without seeing a commercial of you, that's what I think of with Peyton Manning. It's like, and I know he's not even playing anymore, but I'm like, if I can go through all the channels.
I bet you can't.
Yeah.
Especially with how many channels we have now.
That is a great point. All right. We're going to do some Cowboys questions that matter right here and right now. If you guys don't mind.
I'm down.
First question. Will Micah Parsons be on the field for the Cowboys in game one?
No.
Now I know Adam Schefter's like, oh, it's heading for divorce. And I don't necessarily agree with that, but I appreciate he's got his thoughts and his sources. So I want to go more short term. When the Cowboys line up against the Philadelphia Eagles Thursday to kick off the 2025 NFL season, will Micah Parsons be active and play for the Cowboys?
I don't even know. The active part's an interesting addition to that. Because if he's active, he's playing.
I would assume.
He's not the... And Kevin, do you see him at practice yesterday? Just sitting... He wants to be on the field.
He does like, look you can sad tell. Just
he,
watching.
He loved, this is Ron Washington not being able to be around baseball. Do you think that breaks Ron Washington's heart because yes. he's going through his health situation?
Absolutely, I do.
Micah, and you not being able to look at cards, that would just break your heart.
Yes.
That's where I think Micah is right now. It breaks his heart that he's not out there, but he's got an agent telling him he can't, and he's got an owner who won't relay any information back. So he's stuck in the middle with this thing. You know, one other thing I wanted to revisit. This gets brought up a lot, and I don't know how much it affects you in the conversation. In 24, he became eligible for an extension, correct?
Correct.
So that is his open window to start negotiating, correct? In whatever form he sees fit.
That is correct. And I remember very much having an agitating conversation with Stephen Jones that we had at the time, like in the tent.
Uh-huh.
And they had just gotten the CD deal done. And I was like, now will you turn your attention to Micah? And he was like, well, like that just happened. It didn't just happen. You yeah. knew for 3 years that that's when the window was going
to
open.
Maybe it takes them longer to do those things. You know how it takes you longer to put together a baby bed than it does somebody else? Maybe that's what it is. But I guess the question I'm asking, though, is a lot of people say, hey, he's under contract still. He needs to honor the contract.
Right.
Whenever you actually have it in your contract that you're eligible to negotiate an extension, should you not try to negotiate the extension?
Yeah, no, I think you should try to negotiate the extension. I am at a point, and this is just my personal belief, and if people disagree, that's totally fine. I understand why they would disagree. I would honor my contract, and I would play. And he very well might. Like, I don't know. But if there's no contract extension that gets done, I still think he should be out there ready to go and ready to play. That's my opinion just because that's what I personally believe. But
if you got injured, would you just be like, that's just the luck of it?
And that's the other part of it. The Cowboys have a pretty good history as of recently of going ahead and paying players anyway if they got injured.
Yeah.
Whether it's Michael Gallup, Dak Prescott, like that doesn't seem to really give them a leverage advantage for whatever reason when you think you would. So if I'm Micah Parsons, I know you have to worry about getting injured, but I actually do not think that would necessarily deter the Cowboys from giving him money. All right, Alec, do you believe Micah Parsons will be on the field active and playing for the Cowboys in game one?
I've seesawed on this. But I think I'm back to believing that he will be. You just said it. He looks so sad sitting there at practice. I know that's judging from a still picture that somebody took during a, you know, like 2 hour practice.
Right.
But still, he looks like he's not enjoying himself. And I think they are going to use what the Cowboys' leverage is going to be. You love this game more than you hate this situation that you're in. So I do think that it's going to get to him. He's going to say, look, I don't want to lose my contract status just because I'm upset about not getting a new one. I don't want to lose that year. And he just loves this game. He really does. Like, football is his life. Of course, he's got his podcast and everything, but what's that about football? He loves football. So I think he will be there. And I think it will be kind of like Bobby's talked about. It will be like obvious pass rush downs and situations.
Right.
Don't think he plays the full game like he typically would. But I'd say today, I think he does play.
And from the 682, and I think some people would argue down this line, but if you suck, can we renegotiate and pay you less? Players need to pay under the deal they sign. I think players would argue, and people on their side would argue, that is literally exactly what the NFL does. Whether it's cutting you, whether it's renegotiating your contract, absolutely.
Okay, interesting part of this conversation then too. Do you feel you have to be out there for practice? Or the games, if this contract, like if he says, okay, I'll play the games, then he's still fulfilling his contract. I don't know what he gets paid for practice. So
that is true. I want
this is a very minutia part
but
of this.
I mean, it's really not. I just want to make clear this is just how I feel personally. I understand how other people have different beliefs. I think that contract entails you being at practice and actually practicing to help the team gear up. I understand that this is a thing that people in all walks of life have done for a really long time. So I'm not arguing that I know better than him. I'm just saying me personally, I would continue to practice because I'm under contract. But I understand, and I think that is one of the flawed parts of the NFL, is not having the fully guaranteed contracts, because I think players on the other side of that would argue, absolutely, if you don't play well, that teams don't live up to their end of the contract.
But if you're not under contract, you walk out and you take everybody with you.
And that, yes.
That's how you negotiate.
Absolutely, I agree with that. And I think the other thing, I don't believe that the Cowboys would do this, but if they really wanted to play hardball, I think they have the leverage with Micah Parsons in terms of,
oh, they do.
All right, well, you have to play this season or else you won't move into the franchise territory. And then the Cowboys are like, well, we'll franchise you in 26. We'll franchise you in 27. And you just can't envision somebody like Micah, who talks so much about how they want to be great, sacrificing a season, let alone three seasons. All right.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
My next Cowboys question that matters for you, I hope. Could this Cowboys offense be outstanding? Now, I have defined outstanding as being top seven in the league in points per game. Last season, they were 21st. Now, you could think this is the George Pickens effect. Maybe you're excited that Jaden Blue is ready to go. Whatever the case might be. Can this Cowboys offense be outstanding this season?
I don't have a clue what this offense is. I have zero clue. The history of Schottenheimer doesn't tell me that it will be, okay? If I go back and look at when he has called plays, I thought Fred brought up a really good conversation point, and Babe did as well whenever you were out, Kevin. And that was, this is the first time that Schottenheimer's calling plays not for somebody else. It's like Ben Johnson. He doesn't have he doesn't have Dan Campbell protecting him from any bullets that fly on stupid calls he might make. So this is the first time we'll see, is he freer and more wide open, and he's just kind of been waiting for this moment to really unleash it. But the other thing too is, Kevin, we haven't seen any of what this offense is. Pickens, CeeDee Lamb, Ferguson, Dak, most of the offensive line. It has been a project to figure out who the fill-ins are going to be. That's what the preseason.
Camp.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, the preseason, we didn't, unfortunately, Kevin, we didn't get to see the joint practice with the Rams.
Right.
That would have given us more information, I think. But I still don't have a clue. If Jaden Blue's going to be any, is he playing Friday and like effectively?
I don't know. Effectively,
I know he said he doesn't have any, like, he's not being held back by anything, but I don't know how many plays are they going to give him? Are they going to give him a play that they might play against Philadelphia? I don't.
Right.
So I don't think so, is my answer, because I don't know enough about this offense.
Alec can.
But hold on. One other thing. I'm sorry. But if the defense isn't good, they're going to have to be a top-scoring offense.
It better look like the Bengals out there, and it still might not matter. Alec, can this Cowboys offense be outstanding?
This feels like one of the only questions where Corey's, I don't know, works. You know, because again, like he just said, we haven't seen anything.
Us.
I will give you an answer, but I feel like that is a valid answer for this one. I will lean, I'll lean no. I'll say they'll be fringe. They could be top 10. I could see them right around 10. Don't know about top 7, so it won't meet your qualification, Kevin. I'll say no, but just barely. I do think they will be in the better half, because I do think their offense is going to have more of a sense of direction than Mike McCarthy's. Like, I feel like they are going to have a goal every single game of, we are going to attack this point of the opposing defense because we think that this skill group is better than that position group on the defense. I do think that the run game is going to be a little bit more effective, but they don't have a lead back in my mind. So
right.
I don't think it's going to be dominant, but I think it's going to look better. I do think the play action game is going to be fun. I don't know if it'll exist, you know, every single game, but I think it's going to look better. I think some of the pre-snap motions and whatnot are going to allow for mismatches because you do have two really good receivers on the outside now. So I do think it can get close to, if not top 10, I don't think it will get inside the top 7, though.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets, where we discuss Demon Slayers, statues, and moon mammoths. Next on The Fan.
Here's the pitch. Runner goes, and that one's hit high and deep to center field. Back goes Carter. He's at the wall, and that is gone. Wow, that's over the hitter's backdrop. A massive home run for Bobby Witt Jr.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Hoping you're keeping everything on an even flow today. Right now, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time! We're going to talk about Alabama Nuggets!
Pearl Jam?
Oh, yeah! That was a song they were just doing. That was a song you came back with.
Is Pearl Jam the easiest band to imitate?
Especially that song. And I still was shocked when you guys told me what the name of their band meant.
Yeah, and Creed also. Creed's kind of...
Oh, I could see
Nickelback
that.
Nickelback too. Look at this hologram!
So if it's kind of grunt rock or...
Lumberjack and music?
Yeah.
Divorced dad rock, yeah.
Yes! It's easier to imitate.
That divorced dad rock thing is really making its way into the world.
Huh?
It's very real. Yeah, I'm seeing it more now.
Okay.
I'm hopeful I never have to experience that.
Sure.
Because I like my lady.
That's nice.
Now,
try not to screw it up.
With that home run,
every day,
Bobby Witt Jr. became the fastest Kansas City Royal ever to hit 100 career home runs. He made it at the age of 25 years, 66 days old, faster than Carlos Beltran. So congratulations to Bobby Witt, but also thanks for nothing for helping us lose the game.
He's good.
He is.
You know, and
I'll concede that.
It's interesting because, like, he didn't come out of the gates firing whenever he started his career. It was like, oh, he's going to be really good.
Right.
And then you expected, oh, here we go. And then you're like, okay. And then all of a sudden he was like, oh, by the way, I just had to get used to the baseball.
Yes.
At this level. And then all of a sudden he's like, hey, and aren't we kind of, we're waiting on Wyatt Lankford to make that transition.
Ooh, that. I think that is, I think that's a good comp. I think we'd all flip out if he was as good as Bobby Witt Jr. offensively.
I thought he was going to be better.
Now, ooh, speaking of home runs, let's go to the New York Yankees. They became the first team in MLB history last night with multiple 9 home run games in a season. Think about that. Yesterday was their second game this year in which, as a team, they hit 9 home runs. That's bananas.
No, that's the different baseball league. They're good.
Yes.
They're dangerous.
Yes.
But I don't fear the Yankees. Like, they're a very dangerous team, but they have the ability to just disappear at times. That is a very impressive feat.
And a potential issue that still is sitting there is Aaron Judge's throwing might still be impacted for the rest of 2025. There does seem to be a whole lot of discussion, debate, and disagreement about, you know, how much he plays back out in the outfield. And
so, how much do you want him to play?
I would be perfectly fine if he would just DH, because I'd be like, you're not that great defensively anyway, so I need you in the lineup. Mm-hmm. So let's not really worry about the rest of that.
You are pretty heavily invested in his card world, aren't
you?
Oh,
what a glorious couple of years it's been to be in the Aaron Judge market.
Okay.
Sorry.
I think I just recently found that out.
So. Yes. All right. Now, let's stick with home runs and go to the Moon Mammoths. Now, if you recall, the Moon Mammoths was the AA Erie team that was rebranded by John Oliver from last week tonight. So Kevin McGonigal, who is the number 2 overall prospect in the minors, he homered off a 100.2 mile per hour fastball. Well, obviously it was a fastball, while playing for the Moon Mammoths with their cool purple batting helmets and everything like that. And I just felt like you should know that.
That is pretty impressive.
All right.
I think Lourdes Gurriel, while you were out, homered off like 103 mile an hour fastball.
And look, basic physics would tell you, even if you don't get all of it, there's a good chance like it could fly out of there. Absolutely. Victor Robles has been suspended 10 games for throwing a bat at a pitcher. 10 games.
Oh, yeah. I mean, throwing it at a pitcher.
And he didn't, like, flick it. He pulled his arm back, and he fired that thing at the pitcher, not to mention the tray of Powerade or whatever it was that he just heaved out of the dugout. I actually thought that part was pretty neat.
What a poke.
But MLB, they did not. All right. Let's see which way you want to go now. Do you want to go statues or demon slayers?
I mean, why would you want to talk about statues when you could talk about demon slayers?
Because it's Adrian Beltre, so mark that. Corey said, why would you want to talk about Adrian Beltre?
Yeah, let's talk about demon slayers.
Okay. The Texas Rangers.
That's not... Hold on. The Rangers are demon slayers?
Yeah.
Okay.
For a night. The Texas Rangers are going to host Demon Slayer Night on September 9th and give away an exclusive Tanjiro baseball jersey. Now, of course, I knew this information and didn't have to look it up.
I'm pretty sure our friend Skip told me.
Tanjiro is a fictional character and the main protagonist of the manga series Demon Slayer.
Manga.
It's manga?
It's manga.
What? Yeah. I seriously thought it was manga. Yeah. Okay.
I got kids.
That makes sense.
They told me. Yeah.
They are in the demographic.
They are.
The manga series, excuse me, Demon Slayer. So that is going to be on September 9th. And maybe some people are going to text in and it's actually Tanjiro. I apologize.
What are they giving away again?
It's a jersey. It looks pretty cool.
Is Demon Slayer a big deal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
is it Hunter x Hunter? Like, where does it stand here?
I feel like I know it's not exactly the same, but in that family, hasn't like the Demon Slayer K-pop thing been number one on Netflix for like forever?
You watched a lot of Netflix, so.
I haven't watched that, but it is frequently.
I'll ask Carter today and see if he's interested. Because if he says, hey, you know, Oh, yes. Both, I know for a fact both my kids have watched this because one of the characters, she has like a bamboo thing on her mouth, and when they take it off, she screams and it's loud.
Oh,
I remember
cool.
this now. Yeah, they liked it.
All right, well, September 9th, if you are interested in getting that exclusive jersey with the Texas Rangers.
In the 806. I hope the Rangers can slay their demons by then. I appreciate you.
Man, me too. I just... You've seen them play, right? All right. Let's talk about Adrian Beltre. Actually, you know what? I asked for this highlight. Let's hear this highlight. Give me cut number 7. This is Alec putting in work.
3-0. Here's the pitch. Swinging a hard hit ball inside third. Base hit down the left field line. Mazzara gets to third. Adrian going to second. He's got a double for 3,000.
Matt Hicks is so good.
He is. I agree. So the full size bronze statue honoring Adrian Beltre will be unveiled and dedicated outside Globe Life Field on Friday at 2:30 p.m. If you want to plan your life accordingly, the ceremony is going to take place outside of the Comerica Bank Northeast Entrance Plaza. That's a lot of
words. Is that where we are?
I think,
usually?
Yes.
The backyard?
I think we are right over near there, and that's where the statue is going to be permanently located. Parking lots are going to open early at 2:00. So if you want to go check this out, there is your opportunity.
Kevin.
Yes.
John Blake told us a little note.
Right.
That you're going to be able to touch his head.
Right.
What do you think that the Adrian Beltre statue? Because I definitely want
it's
it to be
the knee down swing.
Probably so. I want it to be the one where he's moving the on deck circle. Like I just think that would be absolutely hilarious.
See, but is it something that you still think would be funny in 2 years or in 2 days?
Years.
Okay. So I think
I'll be laughing in my grave about it.
I think that would be amazing for like 2 days. And then you'd be like, oof.
877-881-1053. Is the on deck circle moving thing gonna make you laugh forever?
Okay. Maybe.
Every time I would see it, Kevin, I would just be like, oh my gosh, remember that time he did that?
But that's different. It'll make me laugh forever. But I will look at that statue and be like, was this where we were supposed to do a bit? Like the bobblehead I get, the statue that's going to be there forever.
Statues are too serious anyway.
Oh,
there, everybody's like, stoic, looking like Tom Landry all the time. Like, I think more statues should be fun. Can you imagine if the Statue of Liberty had a little toilet paper coming out from under her dress? That would be hilarious.
Would it?
I don't know if they had toilet paper back then. How did they do it back then?
Oh, my God. Hey.
Next story.
Real quick. I missed my window. The top 10 prospects for the Texas Rangers per ESPN. Now, some of them we've talked about quite a bit. We just talked about Caden Scarborough the other day. Alejandro Rosario, number 4, their first round draft pick, pops up at number 5. But. Wanted to focus in, you know, Sebastian Walcott's number 1. Devin Fitzgerald. And again, remember, that's Fitz-Gerald. He went up in the Rangers system from 9th to 2nd.
Oh.
So only behind Sebastian Walcott. Now, the troubling part about all of this is, outside of Sebastian Walcott, at least per ESPN, the Rangers have no other top 100 prospects.
Yeah. I mean, and they had a few before, and where they stand now because they've got rid of a couple pieces. How do you fill it up too?
Well,
like you got to hit on drafts or, I mean,
yes,
some trades.
Yes. Probably actually yes to both of those. And I'm sure some people are now lamenting that the Rangers weren't actually sellers at the trade deadline. But this division is really weird. The A's have 4 in the top 70. The Seattle Mariners have 8 top 100 prospects. And then the Angels and Astros combined both have 0. So it is a bizarre division for prospect rankings.
And as far as that goes, you can look at it in two ways. If you have you might have a stud in your farm system, right? Like you might have a one that you're like, he's going to be a great pro player,
right?
Maybe you get one of those. But for the most part, aren't they currency? Like they
sure.
are tradable assets because you have no clue how
depending
they're going to turn out.
Depending on your market size,
you
absolutely.
Mostly if you're a contending team, you want something that's working right now.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, now it looks like We will talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.